Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pirate signal style Amen variation shape in Ableton Live 12, and this one is very much in that intermediate zone where the break stops being just a loop and starts becoming a message. Think of this approach as phrase design, not just drum editing. You're not simply chopping an Amen because it sounds cool. You're shaping a four-bar sentence with a statement, a reply, a swerve, and a release. That's the energy we want in drum and bass, especially in a drop, a pre-drop build, or a switch-up section, where the drums need to feel alive, intentional, and a little bit unpredictable. So let's get into it. First, load a clean Amen break into an audio track in arrangement view. Pick a break with some natural transient variation, a solid snare pocket, and enough top-end detail to survive slicing. In clip view, set warp mode to beats. If the break starts feeling too chopped or clicky, try adjusting the transient preservation a little, somewhere around 8 to 12 milliseconds. Start by looping one or two bars, and don't reach for groove yet. Right now, we're protecting the identity of the break. We want it to still feel like an Amen, not a flattened sample pack loop. Now comes the fun part. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For a solid intermediate workflow, slice by transient and let Ableton create a new MIDI track with simpler on each slice. That's your drum kit now. Rename it something useful, like Amen Slices, and keep the original audio muted but available. This is where the phrase starts becoming a coded signal. You're no longer looping a break, you're composing with fragments. Start building your four-bar shape with anchor hits. The most important anchor in most DNB phrases is the snare logic. If your snare placement feels wrong, the whole break can lose its footing, even if the edits are clever. So get your main snare hits working first. Then place the kick fragments, ghost notes, and hats around them. A strong pirate signal style pattern usually has a recognizable first bar, a small displacement in bar 2 or 3, and a fill or breakup at the end. One good starting idea is this. Bar 1 gives you a clear statement with a kick, a ghost snare, maybe a hat tail, and one pickup. Bar 2 hits with a stronger snare and a little double hit before it. Bar 3 opens up and leaves more room for the bass. Bar 4 gives you tension, maybe with a snare roll, a reverse slice, or a late pickup that throws you back to the top. This matters because DNB lives and dies on contrast. If every bar is equally busy, the phrase gets foggy. But if one bar breathes, the next hit lands harder. That's the pirate radio coded message feeling we want. Now open up a few of the simpler instances and shape the slices like a proper performance kit. Tighten the kick, give the snare a little more body, keep the ghost hits short and low in volume, and trim the hats so they don't carry too much low mid weight. If a slice feels boxy, a little EQ8 can clean it up. If it needs density, try a touch of saturator after simpler. If the whole slice group needs glue, drum bus can help, but keep it restrained. A useful starting point is about 2 to 6 dB of saturator drive on key slices, maybe 5 to 15% drum bus drive, and a little crunch if the break needs more attitude. Hats often benefit from a high cut or at least a low-end cleanup around 150 to 300 HC. The goal is punch, not smear. We want this to hit like a programmed kit, not drift around like raw audio. Now give the phrase some personality. This is where the pirate signal vibe really starts to show. Add ghost notes, tiny stutters, and response phrases. Duplicate a snare tail and place it a 16th or 32nd before the main hit. Put a quiet ghost kick after a fill, and a hat-only pickup before the last bar. Copy a slice and reduce the velocity slightly so it feels like an echo or whisper in the groove. Velocity is a huge tool here. Even tiny changes in note strength can make the break feel human instead of pasted together. And here's a great coaching rule. If you're not sure whether the phrase works, mute the bass and listen to the break on its own. You should still hear motion. You should still hear shape. If it feels flat without the bass, the drum logic probably needs more contrast. That brings us to call and response. In a lot of dark DNB, the drums and bass are basically in conversation. The drums say something, the bass answers, then the drums reply again. So if your bass line lands on beat 1 in bar 3, try stripping back the break in that moment and let a ghost snare answer on the end of 2, or let a pickup gesture speak around the bass instead of on top of it. That kind of spacing is what makes rollers and neuro-adjacent grooves feel so powerful. Fast music doesn't need constant density. It needs controlled collision. Once the MIDI pattern feels good, resample it. Route the Amen Slices track to a new audio track, using resampling or the proper internal input, record 4 or 8 bars, and then cut the result into sections. This is a big workflow upgrade. Resampling lets you commit to the vibe, reduce CPU, and edit the phrase like a real arrangement element instead of a bunch of live MIDI notes. You can reverse small sections, tighten timings, fade clicks, and turn the phrase into a controllable performance file. After recording, consolidate the best 4-bar section. Clean up any clicks. Use clip gain if one slice is poking out too hard. Keep the peaks sensible. This is important if you're thinking like a mastering-minded producer, because the more controlled the drum phrase is now, the less the master bus has to fight later. Next, group your amen elements into a drum bus and process it gently but purposefully. A typical stock chain might be EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and maybe some very controlled saturation or soft clipping behavior through your output discipline. Use EQ8 to trim mud or harshness. Drum bus can add density and transient control. Glue compressor can add cohesion, but only lightly. You're looking for punch and glue, not crushed square wave drums. A good starting point for glue compressor is around a 2-to-1 ratio, with attack somewhere between 10 and 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around a 1/10 to 3/10 of a second, and only about 1-2 dB of gain reduction. If the break is cloudy, a cut somewhere in the 250 to 500 Hz region can help. If the hats are brittle, a gentle trim in the 8 to 12 kHz area may be enough. Keep it open, keep it strong. Don't flatten the life out of it. Now make room for the low end. A pirate's signal amen variation only works if the bass has space to answer. In DNB, the sub and reese are not just underneath the drums. They're part of the arrangement conversation. Use sidechain compression lightly from the drum group to the bass. Keep the low end mono with utility, especially below about 120 Hz. Use EQ8 to carve out space if the kick and bass are stepping on each other. A good sidechain starting point might be a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1, attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds, and release somewhere around 60 to 150 milliseconds depending on the groove. You're not trying to make the bass disappear. You're trying to make the interaction feel intentional. The break variation creates rhythmic interest, and the bass answers in the gaps. That's what makes the drop feel larger without just making it louder. Now add movement with automation. You can automate an auto filter on the break for a subtle low pass sweep into a fill. You can send a bit of reverb or delay to one or two accent hits. You can reduce utility width during a tension moment, then open it back up on the drop. You can even use a lightly animated drum bus boom if the mix can support it. Small moves go a long way in darker styles. Often a tiny filter motion or one smart fill feels heavier than constant automation everywhere. A nice arrangement tactic is to keep bars 1 and 2 dry and tight. Thin things out a little in bar 3 to build anticipation, then bring in a reverse slice or a filter opening in bar 4. After that, come back with a bigger version in the next phrase, maybe with extra hat detail or a second snare layer. That's how you keep the break feeling like it's evolving instead of looping. Before you move on, do a quick mastery style check. Listen for snare clipping, kick and sub conflicts, harsh hats, and mono compatibility on the low end. Check the phrase quietly too. If it still feels alive at a low volume, that's a really good sign. Use spectrum if you want to see overlap, and utility on the master or drum bus to check mono. A limiter can stay as a safety net, but don't use it as a crutch. If the drums are exciting but the master starts hardening, pull back the bus drive before chasing loudness. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make every bar equally busy. Don't edit the amen so hard that it loses its identity. Don't ignore low-end collisions. Don't widen the core kick and snare too much. Don't overdrive the drum bus before mastering. And don't throw in ghost notes randomly. Every little hit should have a job, whether it's answering the bass, supporting the fill, or signaling a transition. If you want to push this further, there are a few really good upgrades. You can add a tiny sub ghost under selected kicks using a very short sign from operator, just enough to make the hit feel bigger. You can use short reverse slices before snares for menace and forward motion. You can add controlled grit with saturator only on the snare or break group. You can low pass the break briefly in transitions and then reopen it for impact. And if you want a proper pirate radio vibe, print a little reverb or delay only on selected hits when you resample. Here's a strong practice move. Build two versions of the same 4-bar amen phrase. Make version A tight and direct, with clear snare anchors and only one small fill. Make version B a little more experimental, with more slicing, one reversed element, one missing downbeat hit, and one automation move on the last bar. Then compare them against the same bass line. Ask yourself which one leaves more room for the low end, which one feels more memorable, which one would work better in a real drop, and which one would be easier to master cleanly. If you really want to level up, resample both and make a third version by editing the bounced audio only. that force is commitment, and commitment is where the best arrangement decisions usually happen. So the big takeaway is this. The pirate signal approach turns an amen break into a shape DNB phrase with identity, tension, and space. Slice it into a playable instrument. Build a four-bar sentence with anchor hits, ghost notes, and variation. Resample early. Process the drum bus slightly but musically. Leave room for the bass, and think like an arranger and a mastering engineer at the same time. If the drums feel coded, tense, and still danceable, you've got the right shape.